It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and today I have a really powerful show for you. We're calling it The Courage to Change Your Thinking. Listen, is there anyone that you know who has not made a mistake? Well, of course not. But, you know, why do we make mistakes over and over again? Well, I'll tell you this. Your greatest thinking has got you right where you are. And think about this. Whatever's going on for you right now, the social distancing, the isolating, keeping yourself safe, you know, you've had to switch up so many things right now, right? But my question to you is, are you making some mistakes along the way? Are you struggling? Are you maybe having a little anxiety? You know, this show is all about helping you to really think about things in a different light so that you can have more joy, more peace, more happiness in your life. Listen, when it comes to being in tune with harmonious thoughts, doesn't your life run really well when you're in harmony with your thoughts? What about when you tune in and focus in on negative thoughts, things that aren't working, things that people upset you, you know, whatever's going on? You know, the mind is the cause of our bondage, and the mind is the cause of our liberation. And here's what I found. The more wisdom that you have, the better your life becomes. Because with wisdom, we can simplify our lives, and we also are running on reality and seeing the truth. You know, humility, I love that word humility, because that word is a word that means being able to see current reality. A lot of us think humility is about meekness and maybe cow down to others, or that has nothing to do with that. It has to do with seeing reality clearly. I wrote a book a while back. It was called Release, Renew, Evolve. And I wrote the book for one reason. I wanted to help people to take an inventory of their thoughts, their fears, their harm, the places they've been harmed, places they've been upset, their fear, their guilt, their shame, remorse, and be able to inventory it, acknowledge it, and then quickly release it. By the way, if you have an interest in finding out about that book, I give it away free right now on my website at kendfoster.com/resources. kendfoster.com/resources. But I want to say something with that book. That book has helped people to really let go of some ways of thinking that are causing them stress, anxiety. In fact, some people have told me that it's like taking a pair of sunglasses off when they use that book. A dark pair of sunglasses, all of a sudden you take it off and you can see everything light. Well, that's what that experience is. And why is that? Because when we can let go of some of the ways that we've been thinking, some of our beliefs, some of the maybe resentments or anger that's underneath the surface, it's in the subconscious mind. It's not even on the surface. We're not walking around thinking we're upset or angry, we're feeling blamed or shamed, but it's under the surface. And here's how you know if it's there. Somebody says something to you and you react. Is anybody like that out there? Of course you are. We're all that way. But if you use your mind in the proper way, you can also get rid of those buttons, those reactions, and you can start to have more joy and patience. And patience in your life. In fact, that reminds me of a story. Patience, right? Using my mind. I can remember sitting in my car waiting for my wife to get ready. We were going on a date and I'm waiting and waiting. This is early in our relationship. And I'm waiting and waiting. I'm getting more and more upset, more and more and more upset. And finally, by the time she gets to the car, right, I'm like fuming. But now I'm taking her on this really nice date. So now I'm just sitting there fuming, and she can feel it. She's empathic, right? So she's like, what's up? What's wrong? And I'm trying not to tell her. I just can't believe, you know, because I'm trying not to put it on her because, you know, normally if I'm impatient, right, I always blame somebody else. Well, obviously it's not about her. It's about me. It's that inside thing. So for me, what I had to do is I had to start breathing. I started to calm my mind down. And, you know, so she said, well, what's up, right? I said, oh, I'm being impatient right now. I took responsibility. I started breathing and I changed it. Had I not changed that energy, we probably would have had a terrible date. I hope you can relate to this because this is all about the inner work. It's the mind. All right, let me tell you a story. I had my granddaughter come over to my house and I was waiting for her. Where is she? Well, all of a sudden I get this phone call from her and she says, "Hey, Grandpa, I can't come to your door." And I said, "Why is that?" She said, "There's a rattlesnake coiled up at your door." Now she's 5 years old and she's figured out how to call me, let me know. I said, "Oh, Ella, thank you for telling me." So I went out and to the garage and I got a shovel, right? And I saw this thing and I thought, well, okay, I'm gonna either move it off the deck or he was coiled. I thought this is dangerous. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and kill this one. It's in my space. It's creating unsafety for all of us. So I got the shovel. I went up. I actually closed my eyes when I did this. I lifted the shovel and then I slammed it down on the snake and I hit it exactly right at the neck and cut its head right off. Okay. Now, why do I tell you this story? Well, I'm telling you this story because that's a lot like our negative thoughts, okay? You know, we have to cut the head of the snake off, our negative thoughts, if we're going to really feel a place of joy and happiness and a sense of goodness in our life. I remember there was a fellow by the name of Lester Levinson. And Lester lived in the Phoenix area at the time. Maybe it was Sedona, Phoenix, Sedona. But he was in the hospital and he had been diagnosed. The doctors gave him 30 days to live. And he was a unhappy, miserable guy at the time, as he tells the story. 30 days to live, right? And, you know, he thought to himself, you know, maybe it's my mind that's creating all these negative experiences in my life. Now, he was very wealthy at the time, but he had a lot of money, but he had no peace. He had no happiness. He had no joy in his life. So he started asking himself three questions. Could I let whatever is bothering me go? And would I let it go? And then he said, when? He asked those questions for days on end until he went to every part of his life and he let go of any resentments or angers or concerns or worries and he let it go. What happened to him? Well, he got, not only did he got his thinking heal his body and he left the hospital, he lived another 30 plus years because he had learned to master his life. Okay, we are all going through tests right now. Are you passing those tests? Well, I'm hoping that you are. Because if you're not, then what happens with tests? They come back time and time and time again. Why do I know there's tests? Because life is a school. And in school, there are always tests that we're going through. Now, how do you pass a test? Well, here's what I know to be true. First of all, you have to find your courage. You have to step into courage. And second of all, you have to be open to learning. And third, you need a lot of times to find a good teacher, a great teacher to help you through your challenges. And lastly, you really need to take specific actions on a daily basis. Now, some of those areas I figured that people need a little help with, which is why I wrote the book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything. It's daily strategies and essential wisdom to unlock your inner genius. I wrote that book because I have found that over the years, what I need is not somebody telling me what to do or how to do or when to do it. I need daily essential wisdom to read that wisdom, tune into my own inner voice, then have some specific questions that help me to plan my day, to get focused, to be able to unlock that power that's inside of me and inside of you, and be able to take actions every day consistently. That's how I wrote this book, Courage to Change Everything. That's how I wrote it. When I say how I wrote it so it drips on your mind, astute wisdom, from the East and cutting edge wealth principles from the West. It's a daily book. You read it every day. You just drip a little bit, probably take you about 10 minutes a day. And then I encourage everybody to get a journal, to start journaling every day. What happens when you journal is incredible. Your mind starts to become on fire. I've been journaling for decades now. And I have to say, I use this book every day because it even though I wrote it, you know, books don't necessarily, we don't really write books. Books write us. So even though I wrote it, I'm now really enjoying it and tuning in and going deep within that book. So listen, if that opens up something for you and you feel that, man, this is what I want to get in my life, you can get it right now at couragetochange.com. That's couragetochange.com. The book is The Courage to Change Everything. You can also get the Kindle edition on Amazon, but if you want the hardback, couragetochange.us. I gave that out wrong. So listen to me. It's couragetochange.us. couragetochange.us. Just remember that. And by the way, one of the bonuses when you buy the book on my website is you get my Release, Renew, Evolve program. It's a $200 value. I'm giving it away free. There's 5 audios plus the workbook and the book for you to use. So you get that when you go to couragetochange.us. All right. Coming up in my next segment, I have an amazing lady who's all about how to use the mind to change our way of thinking, to not only protect ourselves from the dangers that are out there, but also to let go of any thoughts when somebody's attacking us or bullying us. She's going to be talking about that and how we can really stay empowered, even though it feels like people are attacking us. So maybe they are really attacking us. All right. So we'll be right back, and I'll get into that segment.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to the show. Our show is called The Courage to Change Your Thinking. Before I get to my guest, I just want to give a quick shout out to one of my companies. Kalani, I see you just joined me. Welcome. It's so great. All righty. Let me give a shout out to one of my sponsors here. You know, if you or your company or organization is out to change the world and you need a PR team that produces results, then Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. They've been recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for their innovative business practices. So if you're an author, a speaker, an organization committed to making a difference and getting your message out, then I encourage you to go to wasabipublicity.com and schedule a call with the owner, Drew Gerber, Wasabi, W-A-S-A-B-I, publicity.com. Also, if you are a woman entrepreneur, Pay attention to this. There's an organization called Women's Wisdom, which has been assisting women business owners to not only grow their businesses, but to grow their lives since 1991. They have online events. Their next event is coming up, I believe, this Thursday. And they have an international speaker. Her name is Lynn McTaggart. And Lynn has written a book, The Power of Eight. She's studied the science of what happens when we gather together with intention. and you'll be amazed at what's going on there. But those meetings are every second and fourth Thursday of the month. You can find them at womenswisdom.net, womenswisdom.net. All right, Kalani, I'm here for you. I'm ready to go here. Kalani is a strong advocate against bullying. And Kalani Pardeshi connects with victims of trauma through their mutual enemy, which we're going to talk about that mutual enemy. And having experienced bullying throughout her life in school, in the workplace, and even within her family, she found that the tools offered to combat bullying are the ones that she's got, specific ones that are going to help you to really change around the way you think. Kalani, I'm so glad to have you. Welcome.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
Yeah, I see you've been all over the news, man. You've been on ABC, NBC, Fox News. Well, let's talk about bullying and, let's talk about what's going on right now. We've got a lot of people that are at home. They're with relatives. They're with their family. They're with their kids. They're stressed out. They're anxious. And maybe, bullying can be a part of this. What say you?
I absolutely agree with that, because right now we're not used to being caged. And right now what's happening is we are being caged. So I always see it as an opportunity to bring out the best in you or to bring out the worst in you. And I love what you said in the beginning of the show about self-reflection, because if you don't take a step back and you don't look at yourself and say, okay, why is this triggering me? There's a reason you are reacting in a certain way. It's because there is something triggering you. And until you heal that trigger, it will keep triggering. You talk about tests. The tests keep coming up in your life because you haven't learned the lesson you're meant to learn. So right now, under the frustration, I firmly believe in meditation. You've got to take time for yourself. And I know that's really hard. I personally wake up at 4:30 in the morning. I get a workout in and I get a meditation in. I take my me time because then I'm in my best state of mind to be able to give my family the best of me. Breathe, stop, breathe, think. It's automatic to react, but if you just take that moment and say, okay, why am I feeling this way? And I'm homeschooling both of my kids right now. It is frustrating, but again, is that okay? I need to take a step back. It takes being self-aware. We are constantly in reactive mode, not proactive mode, and that is where, again, if you want to change, it starts with you.
Well, I really like that, Kalani. And here's the thing, you're a long-term meditator. I'm a long-term meditator, and I realize that, thought is individual. Thought is universal. And, if we're tuning in, a lot of it has to do with our energy, our own frequency, our vibration, what we are feeling in the moment, and that we're pulling in those thoughts from this universal field no matter what. So if somebody's in the bullying area, right, what factors are driving people to become bullies other than, of course, their thinking, right? Their thinking does, but...
Very interesting question. Thank you. So John Bradshaw, the author, labels this as the wounded child, the wounded inner child. And what this means is basically there are certain needs that were not met as an infant, as a little toddler. And bullying is a reaction to that. It is the need to want to control. It is the need to want to feel that you have power. But there's an interesting twist to this as well, where the wounded inner child can also be somebody who was spoiled and always given what they were asked. And what ends up happening is they grow up thinking they're superior to everyone else, and therefore they react when they don't get what they want. So the focus needs to be on healing that wounded inner child. They experience trauma. It's physical bullying at home, sexual. It is mental, emotional. A simple thing as a parent saying, oh, why don't you even get that? Why are you so dumb? And it's that feeling of not being good enough. And that's why you are trying to find your power somewhere, and you tend to go down that negative route.
Well, okay, and I love that, because you know what this gives? It gives hope for families and hope for people that have been bullies in the past. You can change. You can make a difference. It does take work, though. I mean, it takes some inner work and first of all, it takes a commitment and a goal that, listen, I'm going to change this out of my life. I'm going to make, and if you're the one on the opposite end of that, you might be setting other goals. I'm going to get away from this bully. This is not going to keep happening for me in my life, right? But but there is hope here. So under what circumstances would you say it's okay to maybe be bullied? I don't know. Is there a circumstance that is that you could?
Yeah. Well, I don't think there is any circumstance where it's okay to be bullied, because when I allowed myself to be bullied in the workplace, it was because I was working in post-apartheid South Africa. And in order to establish myself, I had the wrong skin color. I had, I was more qualified education-wise than those I worked with. So I was an immediate threat. And I was hired because, you know, everybody wants to be part of the Rainbow Nation, as it was known, famously called in those days, and it still is today. So I was targeted a lot, and I accepted it initially because I felt that I needed to establish myself in the workplace. So there's two aspects to it. Is number one, are you going to keep quiet because you need to establish yourself in the workplace, or are you going to speak up and you just don't know what the outcome of that is going to be? And now in hindsight, this is a good 20 years ago. I am a lot older, a lot more mature. And this is something that I talk about in my book. It wasn't what I said, it was the way I said it. I did stand up for myself, but it was the way I did it. And it should have been more effective communication, which I kind of missed the memo on.
Well, a lot of people miss the memo because, like I was saying, you know, we make a lot of mistakes, but, you know, as you start getting wiser and you tune into that wisdom, we make better choices. I want to say that, I want to ask you to tell our audience the name of the book and where they can get it also.
Okay, so my book is called Unbullied, 14 Techniques to Silence the Critics Externally and Internally, and it's available on Amazon. And you can go to my website, kalyanispeaks.com, and you'll be able to grab a link from there too.
So Unbelief.
Unbullied.
Say it again.
Unbullied.
Oh, Unbullied. Okay, I love that. Okay, I should
14
know.
Techniques. Unbullied.
Okay, well, I'm glad I asked that because I know some of our audience are going to want to know where to get this. Let me just ask you on the book, why did you write that book? I only got a few minutes here before our next segment, but tell me real quick why you
wrote it. Okay, so you know how we talk about meditating and everything?
Yeah.
So I was going through a time in 2017 where I closed down my very successful online fitness business because it was not fulfilling me. And what ended up happening is I went into meditation and then I started going back to the basics. I take the ordinary and I make it extraordinary. And through meditation, I was guided to an anti-bullying workshop. And I'm thinking, well, I do have a story to tell, you know. One thing led to the other. I met a writing coach and I put together the first draft in 19 days.
Whoa. Wow, that's fast. I have one book that took me six years to write, so.
Like I say, unedited, raw, right. Verbal vomit is what I could call it.
That's funny. Wow. That's great. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break, Kalani, and my listeners, I will be right back. When we come back, I want to take a little deeper dive into understanding human nature and why people bully and what we do if we are bullied, how we can approach that. We will be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. Go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com. To schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better. And the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to kendfoster.com. That's kendfoster.com. kendfoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello and welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today our show is called The Courage to Change Your Thinking. And I want to give a quick shout out one more time to our sponsor, Women's Wisdom. Women's Wisdom is having events online every second and fourth Thursday. You can find them at womenswisdom.net. Again, womenswisdom.net. If you're a woman entrepreneur and you really want to surround yourself by leaders and learners, this is the group. They have celebrity speakers each time, some of the top speakers in the world. You can join the membership. You can grow your business. And not only grow your business, you'll be able to grow your life, which I think is amazing. I also want to truly thank all of you for tuning in. I appreciate your comments, your questions. I thank you for letting your friends and family know about this show. That's how we grow. All the replays are available on voicesofcourage.us. That's voicesofcourage.us. And that's it. All right. Back to my my guest, Kalani Pardushi is a advocate against bullying. And we're talking about that, especially with the shutdown with COVID and people in the workplace and all in close quarters, as she said, kind of caged up and how bullying shows up like this. Kalani, all right. So, you know, let's say I'm bullied. Do you think I should prove the bully wrong and really hold that resentment and get back at him? Or what? How do you handle
Absolutely
that?
Absolutely not. Because a couple of things here. When you're trying to prove the bully wrong, all you're doing is, you know, feeding into that energy. They're not interested in your response. They just want to see that they got a reaction from you and you gave them that reaction. And I'm going to give an example here. So a couple of years ago when I was running my online fitness business, I posted a really nice picture of what I thought was a really nice picture of myself on social media. And one of my followers, she dropped me a message saying, I really think you should do something about those dark circles around your eyes. You know, you're a role model. So I said to her, what do you want me to do? Turn them into squares? So the thing is that if you embrace what other people see as flaws in you, they cannot use it against you. It loses that power it has over you. Now, the second thing you have to be very careful of, and it's something I learned in quarantine. I didn't realize I was doing this, so it's been a very awesome learning opportunity for me, is if you're trying to do something to make sure or to feel that you're good enough, then you're going about it all the wrong way. You know how we have these I am mantras, the I am self-affirmations. You cannot say to yourself, I am worthy, and then go about taking action which goes against that mantra. You can't, because it has to align with it. And that's the point I'm trying to make, is that you shouldn't have to prove your worth or your value to anybody. You know, are you good enough? Of course you are. You get to decide that. Nobody else decides that. And if anyone else decides they're going to be the judge of that, they don't belong in your life.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, we had a situation just a couple days ago where somebody commented on my wife's Facebook page, and they, you know, people comment all the time, that's no big deal, but they dropped an F-bomb on her page, and then she decided, well, you know what, that's not okay, I'm just gonna remove you, I'm gonna remove the post and remove you from the social media page. And that created even more drama. You know, that person was so wounded and upset and, you know, and came back and attacked more and more. What do you do when that happens to somebody? You know, what do you do? Because I think that goes on a lot in social media.
Okay, so I think how I would have personally handled it is the person is being driven from an ego perspective. As a meditator, you will know there's your higher self and then there's your ego self. Right. So when your ego self is wounded, you're going to do things that are irrational. And the best way to approach someone like that is, like I say, validate. You know, validate them. Look, I understand this upset you. I'm going to give you my own example. So when I started my online fitness journey, my weight loss, I lost 60 pounds, was shared on a lot of platforms. And somebody had commented on there that, oh, this is nothing. I've seen people lose 200 pounds, big deal. So I said, you know, thank you so much for sharing your opinion. I appreciate it. He was not expecting that response. The best way to deal with criticism is acknowledge, you know what? Yes, I understand what you're saying. You know, it must be, you know, there's a reason why you feel the way you feel, and I acknowledge it. The automatic ego self reaction is to defend yourself. But my point is it worth defending yourself to someone who is not on the same vibrational level as you are? They're not interested in what you have to say. They just want a reaction. And the minute you react, it happens. The explosions start.
Well, I like what you said, and I agree with you. You know, we're not here for ego satisfaction. We're not here to change others. We're here to change our minds, change our actions, and really bring our gifts and talents to the world. You know, all of us have greatness within us, but if you're worried about the negative and you're attacking that person back and defending yourself, that to me doesn't make a lot of sense.
Ken, if I may add over here, so I once upon a time had a family member say to me, "I don't care about you. I don't want to see your face." And I said to him, "Thank you so much. That's awesome to know." And that was a totally unexpected reaction, but it hit the nail on the head, is that you can say whatever you want to. It's not going to affect me.
Right, right.
And that's the key, is if you give that response, "This is not going to affect me," that's when you get your power back.
That's really good. Well, you know, a lot of us always try to fit in into society, and a lot of times that fitting in, it hurts people, because the fear is they'll be rejected. The fear is they won't be accepted if they stand up and put their own boundaries in. How do we do that with long bullying? You know, somebody's bullying you and stuff. You know, go ahead.
Okay, so I recently discovered that I am in the 1-3% population with a personality type INFJ. So basically, I vibrate on a completely different wavelength. I never fit in. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever tried this experiment. I haven't, but I like the image it portrays. Have you ever taken a piggy bank and tried to squish a marshmallow down the coin slot? It's
yes.
Very forced and it's very painful. So why are you doing that to yourself? At the end of the day, your job as a person is to be true to yourself, because only when you are true to yourself and you show up as you are, the right people will come into your life. If you're putting up a performance to fit in with everyone else, that's hard work. And you know what? Life is hard enough as it is already. Don't make it harder. You know, just honestly,
I know it's hard. Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know what? God made us all perfect. You know, we are perfect beings. You know, underneath all the exterior and all the beliefs and all this stuff, underneath there's this perfect, divine, amazing individual. And that is you. And if we try to fit in, like you said, you know, putting a marshmallow in a piggy bank, I love that analogy. If you try to do that, you're always going to feel less than. You're never going to bring your gifts, your talents, your abilities out. You know, it's, what is it, Kalani? Is it self-acceptance? Is that where we really need to go?
Exactly. That's the point, is when you start accepting yourself and you start treating yourself on the basis of how you want others to treat you, that's when you set the bar for everyone else to follow.
So I got a quick question. How do we overcome this "I'm not good enough" thing? Because I think if you don't have that, you're going to be bullied all the time.
So my question is always going to be this, and this is something I learned in quarantine. Question your every action. Question every action. Why are you doing something? Are you doing it to prove your worth or your value to someone? Are you doing this because it makes you happy? If you're doing it to make you happy, because it brings you joy, then you're on the right path. If you're doing it to prove your worth to somebody or to show someone, "I am somebody, hello." No, don't go down that road. It's self-reflection, but it starts with questioning your every action. Why are you doing what you're doing?
I really love that. So let me see, that we can let go of being our house. We don't have to be our car anymore. We don't have to be how spiritual we are. We don't have to be how amazing we are. We can just be a normal, authentic, and real. How's that?
I love that. And that's perfect. That's perfect. There is no other way to be, because you will know this from your own experience. When you're authentic, you feel so much joy. It's like you've been freed.
We have been freed. Well,
exactly.
Listen, I'm about out of time here, but any final thoughts for our listeners, Kalani? And also tell them again how to get your book.
Okay, so my book is called Unbullied, 14 Techniques to Silence the Critics Externally and Internally. It's on Amazon and on my website, kalyanispeaks.com. Final thoughts, I know this is a hard time. It's really hard. But use this opportunity to learn more about yourself, not your environment, nothing else. Because when you know yourself well, the world will start making sense to you, because you will have changed the glasses through which you see the world.
I love that. You know, I'm going to have you back on our show, because we have to take a deep dive into the inner bully. You know, and I know your book is all about that inner bully. You know, there's more people bullying themselves than will ever be, you know, outside of yourself.
Exactly.
There might somebody come along to bully you, but you're the one that bullies yourself a lot. And if that's you, you know it. You're hard on yourself. You know, you try to do things perfect. You're trying always to be the best. And a lot of times that really hurts people and
exactly.
hurts their relationships. So we'll have to do that next time.
Sounds great.
All right, Kalani, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Okay, we will be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. Are you an author or would-be author? If so, a few of my New York Times best-selling author friends, some of my book marketing strategist friends, and I are going to be teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to bestseller status. And get this, no cost to you. You're going to learn from the experts that I use, their formulas, and their simple steps to make your book a bestseller. So find out how to do this at CourageToChange.us/invite, CourageToChange.us/invite. There are, I think we have 12 master teachers in the class right now. You're going to learn things you never knew about book marketing. I can tell you that because I've been marketing books for the last 15 years, and I've learned a whole bunch from the experts that I brought on. Hope you'll join us at CourageToChange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to the show, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. And before I get to my next guest, I want to let you know that Voices of Courage is heard on 10 different networks around the world. We're on 250-plus stations, and we are in 160 countries. So if you are listening to us right now, I encourage you to let your friends and family know about Voices of Courage. You know, I started this show because I believe we have enough information in the world. Just Google it, right? But what we need is more courage and wisdom to really to be able to change not only ourselves, but to change our world and help everybody have a much greater life. As you may know, you're sitting there with COVID things right now. And, you know, some of you are in isolation. Some of you have been sick. Some of you have lost family and friends. My heart goes out to all of you. And, you know, some of you are being very safe and cautious. Some of you are being overcautious. Wherever you are, this show is a great show to tune into and listen to. And if you'd like to hear some of our replays, you can go to voicesofcourage.us, voicesofcourage.us. All right, my next guest, Vincent Jenna. Vincent is a MSW, psychic therapist and spiritual mentor. He is a world-renowned psychic healer, a respected spiritual teacher, and dynamic animated speaker. He is here to help us to dive a little deeper into the realms of the superconscious so that we can really take our lives to the next level, especially during what's going on. Vincent, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, Ken, thanks for having me today. It's great being here.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, where are you from? I love everybody's calling in from around the world now. We're on.
Right. I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina, and you will soon tell that I'm not originally from Raleigh, North Carolina. I don't know. It's usually my hair that gives me away. I'm from the New York area originally, Long Island, and we moved here about 25 years ago, my wife and I and family.
That's awesome. That's great. Now, is that a virtual background or is that your real background?
When I'm doing an intellectual show, I like to look smart. So that's my virtual background.
I like all your books. It looks like you're very smart.
Right. Right. Of course. You got to look the part, right, Ken? I could have had a swimming pool in the back, but you know that we're not there yet.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Yes, I've got a variety of the virtual backgrounds myself, and depending on the occasion.
I could have fooled everybody and said, yeah, that I've read every single one of those.
That's funny, man. Well, let's take a little dive in. You know, a lot of people are going through a lot right now. Some people are really afraid, and others are, upset. They're angry. Others are, feeling the victim of all of this. So let me just dive into some of your what your work is. How do we eliminate the obstacles and potential destructive thoughts and thinking from our lives so that we can start living the lives of our dreams? Our dreams are there, right?
Right. Yes, they are. They are. They're unfortunately for a lot of people, they're very suppressed. I'm actually doing a teleclass right now on discovering your soul's purpose to bring them to the surface. But they're suppressed because there's layers of other garbage on it. And you just had a previous host on, and you were talking about that with her. And the thing is, before you can get to the point of resolving and unblocking, one of the things that your previous guest had said, which is really important, is getting to know what's in there. And if I can paint this picture, this visual picture for everybody, this is what's the best way of being able to describe it. I want everybody to imagine like a clear gallon jug, and it's empty. A clear gallon jug is empty. And on the top of it is maybe a cork as the lid. The cork is the lid. Well, that gallon jug, let's say, is a part of your mind that actually from utero, while you're in your mother, you are picking up messages from the environment because we are energies and we absorb, and it's been proven scientifically. Well, that jug starts getting filled with some of the negative experiences, the negative words. So now you're born and you're growing up, and that jug keeps getting filled. And then maybe you're bullied, like your previous guest was talking about, which I was tremendously. And that jug is filling and filling and filling your entire life, right? Now, if you're doing any type of self-work at all, and any type of positive, constructive work about yourself, like really getting to know who you are, pursuing going to school and pursuing a goal or anything, a lot of times then that jug can empty out a bit. Anything you put in that's positive removes anything that's negative. However, as time goes on, there usually, for a lot of people, are more negative experiences than the positive experiences, and that jug gets filled up. All right, so now we're in crisis time, right? And we've got this virus, everybody is stuck inside. Well, we're not talking about that jug getting filled up a little bit. We're talking about a whole bunch of stuff is being jammed in that jug. And you know what's going to happen? That cork is either going to crack or blow off altogether, and stuff is going to spew out. But not just the stuff on the surface, the stuff way down deep. So one of the reasons why you see people acting the way they are, okay, all the fearful ones and the ones that are arguing that our fears are being taken away, they are not talking about their fears of now. They're talking about their fears that when they were a little kid and they were so restricted in their lives that they didn't have a chance to experience themselves. They didn't get a nurturing that let them know that they were magnificent, wonderful, right? So all of that nonsense is coming to the surface now and spewing out of that jug. That's what people are dealing with right now. If it was
how do we overcome that then?
Having a psycho, I don't know if you're aware that I have a psychotherapy background.
I do know that, yes.
Right, that's what the MSW, I'm sure you do, right. A master's in clinical social work and a BA in psychology, and I had a practice for a long time. Well, we taught coping skills. That's what, when a client came to us with depression or anxiety or some type of obsessive compulsive disorder, we help them cope with the circumstance. Yes, you can learn some coping skills now. Yes, you're going to meditate, you're going to calm down, you're going to take a walk, exercise, eat right, get enough sleep, read a good book. Now is the time to just relax. But that's not going to heal things.
I'm more interested in the transcendent skills. What can we do to transcend this or to permanently change it?
Okay. First, you do have to release that stuff. You have to be aware it's in there. You have to let it come out and face it and not be afraid for it to be faced. The thing is, when we experience physical pain, we'll take an analgesic and it deadens the pain. When you experience an emotional pain, you have to feel it to release it. So the first order is to release, to empty that jug out of the negative stuff. And we can do it. We can do it. Slowly but surely, pay attention, be willing to know what's in there. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to empty it out. It's gone. No, that's not. You have to be willing because the mind protects us. And it protects us with defense mechanisms. And those defense mechanisms can be very strong. You have to be willing to bypass your defense mechanisms, and you do that consciously. So you consciously, number one, decide, I want to know what I am harboring deep down in my psyche. I want to see the darkness. You have to be strong enough to be able to do that. And we can, because what we think is really dark isn't as dark as we think it is, because the whole world has been through very similar stuff. And you can never re-experience an emotion. You can only create a new one. So it's all right to face the feeling of, I'm not good enough. That's what I really believe. I do that with my clients on a daily basis. I'm working with them. They want to attract new love. They have to go in there and acknowledge, you don't believe you're lovable. Oh my gosh, I never realized that. You don't believe you're good enough. Wow. The moment they start recognizing that, that is release number one.
How fast do you think somebody can start going through this process and start to get some relief?
Let's not talk about speed, okay? Because it completely depends on the number of years that you have been building up your defense mechanisms and how strong they are that you are willing to let go of them and face those. So it could happen overnight with a choice, or it could take several years. Because of what I had gone through, it took many years of my life to keep facing them. And I'm still facing them now because they do leave behind scars. Once you face what is and understand something about what you're harboring.
Vince, I gotta take a little break here. So,
All right.
So we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll take a deeper dive into this subject. It's fascinating, and I'm glad you're with me. So I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world, and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Sabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Sabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, I'd like to welcome everybody back to the show. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. You know, if you're enjoying the great content in Insights on Voices of Courage, then I want to encourage you to check out a few of our affiliates, UK Health Radio, E360 TV, and Talk Radio New York City. All three networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, your soul, and become the best version of yourself. You can find them at ukhealthradio.com. talkradio.nyc and E360 TV. They're all great networks. I hope you'll check them out. My guest, Vincent, is known as the Tell It Like It Is and truly authentic spiritual teacher and psychic therapist. Vincent, we're taking a little deep dive into underneath the psyche and what we can do to kind of clean up the muck, the junk that's under there, so we can really live a life filled with joy and some happiness, an ongoing success, great relationships. Is it really worth it doing the work? Because I know some people, they're going to have to take a deep dive.
Everybody needs to take a deep dive because that's the reason why we're here. So is it worth it to live actually should be the question, because the answer to that is an automatic, of course it is. Is it worth it to just survive? No. And that's what most people are doing, and the reason why they're upset and they are unfulfilled in their lives, whether they're CEOs of major companies or they have no money at all. If they are not here to thrive and live, which is what our natural state of being is, then you are just having an existence and surviving. So it's about thriving. So this work is so unbelievably rewarding because then you get to fulfill your life. You see your dreams. There's nothing greater than going after your life and experiencing it and experiencing what you would like in it, what you desire, your ideals, your goals, because we are unlimited beings. You have the ability to experience your unlimited, magnificent, divine self. That's what we're here for. Anything less than that is boring. So yes, this process is possible, absolutely possible. And the commitment you make to yourself is so worth it. There is no greater work. And here's the other part of that. So it seems like I'm talking a lot about self, and I am, because you cannot help another person truly, unconditionally, unless you help yourself first. And that unconditional love that you wind up gaining from doing this work and clearing out the muck, because all that stuff that you're holding onto isn't true about you anyway. Of course you're good enough. Of course you're lovable. Of course you're deserving. Of course you were worth it. You are created by something far greater than this universe could ever put together by itself. And so in order to experience that, the muck has to be removed and you have to replace it.
And let me just say this, okay? There are, a muck leaves clues, right? So here are some of the clues that you'll have if you have muck. You're in a job that you really don't like, or you were in a job that you really don't care for. Mm-hmm. You haven't generated your dreams. You walk into a social setting and you feel like everybody else knows something you don't. You feel less than them. You show up and you're maybe overeating, or you're just depressed, or you're in a place. All of these are symptoms that there's underlying issues that need to be resolved. Vincent, before I ask you more questions, I want people to be able to get to connect with you. So I know they can connect with you at your website, vincentgenna.com. That's Vincent, G-E-N-N-A.com. Anywhere else that you'd like to tell them to go to find
you? Oh, yeah. They can go onto my Facebook page, which is Vincent Jenna MSW. Connect with me there. I'm all this on all the social media platforms, but the website is going to be the primary one. They can even come and listen to, I host a Unity Online radio show, and that's on Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, and they can connect with me there and actually call in too. Yeah.
And that Unity show is called Stop Stopping Yourself. I love that.
That's right.
That's
great. Stop stopping yourself, because that's what we do. And most people don't believe what they think they believe, because we do have so many parts to our mind that's divided. The conscious part and the unconscious, superconscious part, and then the layers in between. And the conscious part only accounts for 2 to 5% of the entire mind. 2 to 5%. That means 95 to 98% of your mind is in unconscious awareness. And so in the majority of your brain, you have no idea what's going on in there. And so the outcome, you said it perfectly. We can team up, because you said it before I said it, Ken. It's what outcome of your life, what you see in your life, is a direct reflection of what you believe inside. You can use it as a barometer. If your relationships aren't good, they're all dysfunctional in some way. You don't have one. You don't have a love romance. It's because you don't believe you're lovable. If your job isn't going anywhere, it's because of what you're believing inside about not being good enough. If you're not in the financial position you'd like to be in, it's because you don't believe you're worthy. And so forth and so on. So your inner deep down beliefs will let you know in your outer world what they are. So don't be blaming. And see, the defense mechanisms kick in as an adult. You have another part of your mind. In my book that hopefully is going to be, you know, published real soon, God, It's Not Working, What One Man Found to Make Everything Work, is all about that. It's all about different divisions and how your brain purposely creates a different set of beliefs in order to shield and protect you from the original maladaptive beliefs you had about yourself. That's the part you really have to bypass first. So instead of us believing, oh, I'm not good enough, what the mind has created for you is, oh, my boss is an idiot. That's the reason why I didn't get a promotion. Oh, my partner, my lover, my last lover, oh, so abusive, so selfish, yada, 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 every one after another excuses we come up with. Oh, it's the government. Oh, it's this person. Oh, it's the economy. It's my next door neighbor. We will come up with any set of new beliefs to stop us, to keep us from feeling that bad about ourselves. That's why it's so important to go in there past the defense mechanisms to get to what we're really believing. And then the clincher is, and the work is, reframing. Get rid of the old beliefs and put in new ones. John Bradshaw wrote an incredible book called The Homecoming, Reclaiming and Championing Your Inner Child. And all of his work is based on that, is clearing up those inner beliefs in order to truly latch onto the great beliefs about who we are.
I love that. Okay, so listen, we got those inner beliefs in the subconscious mind from everything we experienced, taste, touched, and felt from our childhood on up, and some believe in other lifetimes. Listen, if you got all that going on, how do you clear that up? We only got a few minutes here.
Well, we were talking about that. You've got to release it, number one.
How do we release it?
Being willing to be in touch with it is as simple as that. You can actually do a meditation.
You can change it. You can acknowledge it.
Acknowledge it. You can write it down, which is one of the greatest things, is be willing to feel it, to see it, to touch it, to smell it. You've got to let it out. It's inside of you. So you can't turn around and say, I don't know what's inside of me. It's there, and you do know it's there. You may not be willing to see it. Be willing to see it first. Release it. Look at it. Talk to that child inside of you. Talk to that side of you that's holding on to all of those beliefs. As you're the adult, there is another person in there as another personification, and get in touch with what you're feeling to release that. That's the beginning of the release, but then you have to replace the thought. So you can't just feel the garbage. You have to talk yourself out of it. And same, what would you say to a child growing up who's feeling bad about him or herself? You would know exactly what to say. Oh, you're good. It's okay if you make mistakes. It's okay that you went, you're such a good person. You're unlimited. You can do anything you want. I totally believe in you. And the more you believe in yourself, the further you're going to go. All that positive self-talk is primary in doing this work. You're either, face it, all day long, you're either talking about something negative in your head, thinking about it, or talking to yourself about it. You're talking about your neighbor. You talk, whatever it is, you're talking about what you just heard on the news, or you're talking to yourself positively. You're talking to a higher source. You may be talking to some spirit. You're thinking through things. It's your choice of what you want to think about and talk about. So spend the time talking about the right stuff to yourself, and you will release and replace. Now, remember, you're talking about you going through this for years. You may be 60 years old, 70 years old, 20 years old listening to this show right now. It doesn't make a difference how old you are, but you've got all those layers you've got to bypass and the habits of harboring those negative feelings.
I love it.
So understand, the process is simple. The practice is difficult. We're habitual people, and you want to get yourself out of the habit of talking bad and start talking positive. You already had that.
I gotta stop us there. That is amazing. Great advice, great information. If you want to find out more about Vincent Jenna, just go to VincentJenna.com. Again, VincentJenna.com. Vincent, thank you so much for being on the show. I hope you can hold on for a minute, and until we end the show, I want to talk to you a little bit.
Absolutely.
But listen, for the rest of you, I just want to let you know that I really appreciate you being here. And you can find my latest book, Courage to Change, at couragetochange.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So let us know on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Send your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. That's viewer@voicesofcourage.us. And you can find our replays at voicesofcourage.us. Thank you for joining me. Let your family and friends know about us and have an incredible, blissful time changing your thinking.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.